What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys, oh, the Giants were so close. The Giants were so close. Oh, man. If the Giants would have had one more, it was down to one good more defensive stop, and we could have had an overtime. But no, Justin Jefferson, he overcame our defense and got the Vikings just enough in field goal range, and they got a 61-yarder, and they won 27-24. A lot of things are going through my head right now just because, you know, I thought the Giants, now let's give the Giants credit, guys. The Giants went on the road in a tough, we went and played in a loud stadium, and we still showed up when we needed to. We were down 24-16, came back, tied it, and it was down to one good defensive stop, and the Giants were inches away of staying alive. But the Giants, we haven't, since we lost this game, we cannot clinch a playoff berth, but we're still in the playoffs. We're still the number 6 seed. We got a winnable game next week against the Colts. The Giants will be back at home finally. I thought even though we lost, I thought we played very good. As long as we didn't get blown out, I'm fine with that, And what I saw a lot of toughness from Daniel Jones and, this Giants offense going up against the Vikings defense that had us for a little bit, but the Giants, like I said before, guys, this is not a good team. This is not a team that's just going to go into any game and just, this is a team that you're not going to, like, this is not a team that's going to go into every game and wow you, we didn't get blown out. We played a really good Vikings team. Well, we don't know. There could be another point where these two teams end up facing each other again. A lot of people don't really know if the Vikings are all that. A lot of people are actually. I was watching Good Morning Football, and a lot of people were saying that no one would trust the Vikings to win. Because this team, for some reason, obviously going back to that Colts game where they were down 33-0 and they came back, like, you never know what's going to happen with the Vikings, but I thought the Giants showed fight. Obviously they're, our offense later in the game, we weren't picking things up, but I thought overall we showed up. We went up against a very talented Vikings offense, but I thought our defensive line did a hell of a job, doing what they can to keep Kirk Cousins away, just stopping Kirk Cousins or giving Kirk Cousins opportunities to throw the ball up to Justin Jefferson. Azeez Ojulari did go out with an ankle injury, which is a bummer. But even though we lost, we're still in the playoffs. I'm assuming that we'll still have another shot at clinching a playoff berth. Either that's next week or, yeah, it should be next week. No, the Giants have a winnable. We have a winnable game against the Colts next Sunday. You know, so Giants fans, just keep your heads up. We got two more games left of the. We got two more games left of the season. There's still hope. You know. Since the Lions and the Seahawks both lost today, every team in the NFC East is back in the playoff picture. So Giants fans, I understand it sucks, you know, and trust me, it sucks. I couldn't stand watching the Vikings win this game, but you know, the Vikings, you know, they got a lot more talent than the Giants do. They got a better receiving core than the Giants do, you know. You know, so I just, but going on the road and playing a pretty good team and only losing by 3 points, I think that's something Brian Daboll should be proud of. You know, like, no one should expect the Giants to go on the road and beat the Vikings, you know. But if you go on the road and you only lose by 3 points, that's pretty damn good, you know. You know, the Giants, we're gonna have an extra week off, you know, obviously because the Giants played on Saturday, so they'll have Sunday off, and we'll have enough time to hopefully get our bodies rested up for another huge game. We're gonna be at home. We're gonna be playing a Colts team that we should win, you know, but it's not going to be easy. You know, the Colts, they're another team that has talented receivers, even though they only won 4 games this season, which surprised me so much. But Giants fans, it's all right. You know, we're still in it. Just be thankful that we're still in the playoffs, you know. And yeah, but I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. And Giants fans, just keep your heads up. We're still in it, you know. And one thing I gotta say about Daniel Jones, you know, Daniel Jones, he showed up. Did you guys realize Daniel Jones, he's thrown the most passing yards against the Vikings. The numbers Daniel Jones put up today were incredible. He put up 300. He passed over 300 yards today, you know? And the Giants actually scored points, you know? So I think, you know, when it comes to being very creative, you know, and when it comes to just, you know, working together, you know, I think that helps. I think he made a lot of great decisions in crucial moments. You know, whenever he couldn't find anyone, like he would run with the football. You know, and that's something that I was trying to say about this guy and why I think he could be the future for the Giants. You know, because he takes chances. You know, and you haven't seen that with Eli Manning or Phil Simms, and I'm pretty sure those guys would agree with me. You know. But, I think there's things we have to fix. You know, that the big play to Daniel Bellinger and he fumbled it, you know, it sucks. But, you know, at the end of the day, Daniel Bellinger is a rookie, you know, rookies make mistakes, you know, and, you know, those kind of mistakes are fixable. But, you know, hey, just be thankful we're not out of the playoffs. You know, we got 2 more games. Giants fans, let's end this season on a strong note. And let's hope that we can see our G-men in the month of January. Okay? I love you guys. I hope you all have a wonderful Christmas. You know, open your presents, drink your eggnog, whatever. Watch some Christmas movies. And yeah, I'll see you guys on Wednesday when I do my picks for week number 17. I'm out. Peace. Have a Merry Christmas.